Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Pechasim and Aleph. We're holding on Pezayinim of Beis, five lines from the bottom by Amar Rav. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Tfilas Ni'ilo Peitaris Eshel Arvis. That when a person davens Ni'ilo on Yom Kippur, so that patters his Chiyav of Tfilas Mariv, he doesn't have to daven Mariv anymore. Rav holds that Ni'ilo is set at night, and therefore, being that it's set at night, so it's in place of Mariv, a person doesn't no longer has to daven Mariv. Says the Gemara that Rav is Latamei, Rav is Lashitasai, the Amar who holds Slusa Yisera Sahi, that we mentioned previously on this Amud in the previous year, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, the Shita of Rav is that Ni'ilo is not just an extra expression of Tfilo, it's a whole new Shmon Esrei. Clearly Rav, who says that Ni'ilo patters Arvis, holds that Ni'ilo is a Shmon Esrei, which is Lashitasai, that's Taka what he holds. V'chevan the Tzalilei Sulei Tzarech, therefore once a person daven this Shmon Esrei, so he doesn't need to daven another Shmon Esrei from Ayriv. Says the Gemara, Mi Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this? Va Amar Rav, Olacha Kedivrei Omer, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. But Rav holds that Mayriv is only Rishus. I mean, the Gemara's understanding from the fact that Rav said that Ni'ilah patters Mayriv, that you need something to patter Mayriv, because you have a Chiev to daven Mayriv. So it's mashma that Rav holds that Mayriv is a Chiev, and not just the Rishus, like we had in Mesechus Brachos, and Machlaikas about this. So it's mashma from here that Rav holds that it's a Chiev, and the problem is that we know that Rav one time said that the Halacha is like the one who says that Mayriv is only a Rishus. So says the Gemara in Echanami, Rav Shita is that Mayriv is only Rishus. Ah, he says over here that Ila Pater is Mayriv. L'divri Aymer, Chayva Ka'amar. He's saying that even according to the man Da'amar who says that Mayriv is the Chayva, so still Ni'ila Pater is the Chayv Mayriv. That's all Rav, that's what Rav over here means to say. Now the Gemara is going to pick up on that which Rav says that Ni'ila Pater's Mayriv, meaning that Ni'ila is a tefillah that's set at night, and that it Pater's Mayriv. Mesvei Frek, the Gemara, is that really true, that Ni'ila Pater's Mayriv, but we learned in the Braisa that Or Yom Kippurim, Mispal Sheva, Umisvada. Leil Yom Kippur, so you daven a seven bracha Shemin Esrei, and you say Vidoy, Shachar Sheva, Umisvada. Mosov Sheva, Umisvada. You keep davening a seven bracha Shemin Esrei, and you say Vidoy, B'Ni'ila Mispal Sheva, Umisvada. Arvis Mispal Sheva, Me'ein Shmen Esrei. By Mayriv, you also daven a seven bracha Shmen Esrei, but not the same one as from Yom Kippur. It's a different one. It's a Me'ein Shmen Esrei, which Rashi explains means that you say the first three brachas and the last three brachas like normally, and then the middle bracha you say something called Havinenu, like we had in Maseches Brachos, which basically summarizes all the middle brachas of the Shmen Esrei. And Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Mishma Vaisav, Mispal Shmen Esrei Shleimus. He says that no. You say a full 18 bracha Shmona Esrei for Mayriv, b'vnei shetzaruch leimer avdala b'chayin and adas, because you have to say atachayin and tanu, and there's no way to add that into havinenu, like the Gemara Brachos explains. Therefore, you have to say a full 18 bracha Shmona Esrei. But the point is that everybody seems to say that even though you daven ni'ilo already, that there's still a chiyev to daven Mayriv that night, Matzah Yom Kippur. It's a shayla, what type of Shmona Esrei do you daven for Mayriv? Do you daven a seven bracha Shmona Esrei, me'ein Shmona Esrei, tfilas havinenu, or do you say a full 18? But everybody seems to be saying that Ni'ilah does not pater Mayriv, meaning that Ni'ilah is said during the day. It's said before the end of Yom Kippur. It's said during the day of Yom Kippur and not already after Yom Kippur is over at night. So says the Gemara Tanahi, in a Chanami, this Bryce is Mefurish, not like Rav. Rav holds that Ni'ilah said at night and the pater's Mayriv is definitely not like this Bryce, no? But it's really, it's a Machalikas Tanayim, the Tanah like we learned in the Bryce, that Kol Chayav Tfilo is Taivlin Kedarkon, but Yom Kippur, that anyone who's Chayav to go to the Mikvah Yom Kippur, so they go, even though on Yom Kippur there's an Isra Rechitza, but this, there's a Chayav Tfilo, so it's not a Rechitza Shal Tainug. They're going into the water because they have to, because now is when they're becoming tar. So, Kol chayav etfilos, they go to the mikvah like normal on Yom Kippur. Says the Braisa as an example, Nida v'yayledes, tayvois kedarka, and b'leili Yom Kippurim. A Nida v'yayledes, who the zman for their tefilah is by night, so they go to the mikvah leil Yom Kippur like normal. Ba'al kari, tayvo v'haylech adamincha. Someone who wakes up, I guess, Yom Kippur morning, and he's a Baal Keri, so he's allowed to go to the mikvah, so long as it hasn't reached until the Zman of Mincha. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Kol Yom Kulay, that he could even go after he daven Mincha. The Tanakama, the Chachamim say it's only until he daven Mincha. Once he davens Mincha, he's no longer able to go. Rabbi Yaisi says that no, the whole entire day he could go to the mikvah, even after he daven Mincha. So what's the Machlaikis? Rashi explains that the Heter over here for the Baal Keri to go to the mikvah is because it's Litzar tzarich v'tfilas Ezra. So in order to daven Shemini Esrei, he needs to go to the mikvah. So the Tanakhama holds that if he didn't daven mincha yet, he could go to the mikvah so that he could daven mincha. If he daven mincha already, so then he can't go to the mikvah. Ah, but he has to still say a ni'ilah. So why can't he go to the mikvah even after he daven mincha in order to say ni'ilah? Clearly the Chachamim hold that ni'ilah is said at night. It said Matzei Yom Kippur, and therefore the Balkari has no heter to go to the mikvah during the day, because you could just wait until after Yom Kippur is over, go to the mikvah, and then daven ni'ilah after Yom Kippur. However, Rabbi Yossi holds that no, ni'ilah is said during the day, and therefore even if the Balkari davened mincha already, he's still allowed to go to the mikvah in order to daven ni'ilah, because ni'ilah is said during the day. So you see, it's a machlekes. The Tanakhama holds that ni'ilah is said at night. Rabbi Yossi says ni'ilah is said during the day, and when Rav said that ni'ilah paters ma'ariv and that ni'ilah is at night, he was going like the Chachamim in this braisa, so it's not a kasha. However, the Gemara has a kasha on this braisa. This braisa seems to say that the Chachamim say you haven't told you daven mincha, and Rabbi Yossi says you have the whole day. In fact, the Gemara, we have a braisa which has mamish the opposite. Or a minu, we have a stiro, hazov hazov matzayra v'mitzayras, u'bayol nidov v'tamimis, taivlin kedarkim yom kippurim. All these different people that they're tame, and their taira falls out, that their chiv tefila falls out in Yom Kippur. So the halacha is that they go, like normally on Yom Kippur, it's not a rechitza shal tainuk, and therefore they go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Again, for example, Nidavei Ledes, Taivlis Kedarkan, Beleili Yom Kippurim. They who have their Tvila at night, so they go Kedarkan on the night of Yom Kippur. Balkari, Taiva Vahilech, Kula Yom Kulai. The Chachamim say that the Balkari could go the entire day to the mikvah, even after he daven mincha. Rabbi Yaisi, Yomer Minam Mincha, Lamaila, Ein Yachol Litvo. That no, once he daven mincha until the end of the day, he can no longer go to the mikvah. So Mamish Vakar to the previous Braisa. Before we had that the Chachamim, the Tanakhama said that he has until he davens mincha, this Braisa says that he has the whole entire day. Before we said that Rabbi Yossi says that you have the whole day, and here we have Rabbi Yossi saying that you only have until mincha. So the truth is, the stira in the Tanakhama is not so shver. You could technically get out of it, and you could say it's a different Tanakhama. Each braisa is a different Tana. But the stira in Rabbi Yossi is mamish blatant, that Rabbi Yossi in the first braisa says you have the whole day, meaning that ni'ilah is said during the day, and the second braisa says you only have until mincha, meaning that ni'ilah is at night. So which one is it? So says the Gemara, to answer the stira in Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara that it's not a kasha, like kasha. Had the tzali tfilas ni'ilah, and had the light tzali. The second braisa, which says that you only have until mincha, from mincha ulamayla, you can no longer go to the mikvah, the balkari is not able to go to the mikvah, it's talking about a situation where he already daven ni'ilah. Since he already daven ni'ilah, so there's no tzairich in that tefillah, so therefore he can't go to the mikvah. And hadulay tzali, the first braisa which says that he could go the whole day, that's talking about before he daven ni'ilah. Ni'ilah is said during the day, so the ilam Rabbi Yaisi Shita is that ni'ilah is said during the day. The first braisa therefore says that he could go the entire day to the mikvah. The second braisa, which says otherwise, it says that he can't go, it's just because it's talking about a person that already went to the mikvah. Well, says the Gemara, Yiditzali, if the second braisa is talking about a person that he already davened. He already davened the ilah, therefore he can't go to the mikvah. There's no tzarich in that tefillah. Well, in fact, the Gemara, Yiditzali, if he davened already, if the second braisa is talking about a person that he davened the ilah already, so then Maitemayu the Rabbanan. So why do the Rabbanan say that the Balkari could continue going to the mikvah the whole day? What do you mean? For what tzarich? Says the Gemara, Kasavi Rabbanan, tefillah bizmana mitzvah. The tzarich is not letzarich tefillah, it's not letzarich tefillah's Ezra. It's stam because there's a mitzvah for a person who's tummy to go to the mikvah at the right time. Since that's the time that his chiyuv tefillah fell out, is his tefillah is on Yom Kippur, so then he goes on Yom Kippur because there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah on time, to become tar on time. It's not letzarech anything other than the tefillah itself. It's the tzarech itself. The tefillah itself is a mitzvah to go to the mikvah on time, and therefore the chachamim say that even if he daven il already, he should still go to the mikvah. In fact, the Gemara, Michlad, Rabbi Yaisi Savar, Lav Mitzvah. So if you do the math, it comes out that Rabbi Yaisi, who says in the second Braisa that because he davened already, he can't go to the mikvah, obviously that means that this Rabbi Yaisi holds that Tefillah Bizman is not a mitzvah. The problem is that the Shita and Shas who holds Tefillah Bizman a mitzvah is Rabbi Yaisi. So how could you say, in the way we're learning this Braisa now, it comes out that Rabbi Yaisi holds that Tefillah Bizman is not a mitzvah. And we know his Shita that it is a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, Harei Shahaya Shem Kosav Al Basari. if let's say a person had Hashem's name written on his flesh, so the halacha is that he can't scrub himself, he can't wash himself, because it's going to be erasing the Shem Hashem, and he also can't go into a dirty alleyway, because it's a bizarre to the Shem Hashem. If let's say he has a tefillas mitzvah that comes his way, he becomes tameh, and now he needs to become tar, so he has a tefillas mitzvah. So the halacha is kairich olav gemi v'yayred v'tayvo. So you should put a piece of gemi, a piece of reed over the Shem Hashem, and like that you should go into the mikvah. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, yayred v'tayvo kedarkoi ubavad shel yishav shef. No, you could go into the mikvah normally, just don't scrub it. I believe we had this brayser earlier in the Masechta. You could go into the mikvah normally, just don't scrub it, and don't get busy looking for the reed. So now what's the machlekes? Says the Gemara v'kaimel on the betfilah b'zmana mitzvah pligi, that the machlekes is totally in whether or not you hold tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Rabbi Yaisi holds a tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, and therefore he was chayshish that if you go looking for a reed, if he says that the halacha is that you need a reed, so maybe you're not going to find one, and you're not going to be end up not going to the mikvah on time. And the problem with that is that tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, whereas the Tanakhama wasn't chayshish for that, because he holds that tefillah b'zmana is not a mitzvah. So you see that the Shita and Shas who holds tefillah b'zmana mitzvah is Rabbi Yaisi. So how could you say that the machlekes in the second braisa is whether or not tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, and that Rabbi Yaisi holds it's not a mitzvah? Here we have mafirsh, the way we understand this machlekes, that Rabbi Yaisi's Shita is that tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. So says the Gemara, in a Chanami, Rabbi Yaisi Shita that it is a mitzvah, and Rabbi Yaisi Shita that it's not a mitzvah. It's two different Rabbi Yaisis. The Rabbi Yaisi who holds that tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, Rashi says, is Rabbi Yaisi ben Chalafta. However, that Rabbi Yaisi by Yom Kippur, who says, whose mashma that tefillah b'zmana is not a mitzvah, he says that once you daven ni'ilah already, so you can no longer go to the mikvah, that's Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda. That's not the regular Rabbi Yaisi. It's Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda. The Tani we learned in the Braiso, the Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda Oimer, Dayu Latfilo Shetehe Bachreina. It's talking about a complicated case of Mesechas Nida of a person that has a suffix. Exactly when her tefillah is chal, so there's different shitas beishami beishillel about when exactly to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda shita is that just wait until the end, just wait until the last possibility of when she's supposed to go to the mikvah, and she'll go to the mikvah on that day. Ah, she's going to be ignoring all the previous days that might be the day that she's supposed to go to the mikvah. It doesn't matter because tefillah bizman is not a mitzvah, so just go the last possible time that she's supposed to go. Because Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda shita is that tefillah bizman is not a mitzvah. So the Braisa, which was mashma, that tefillah b'zmana is not a mitzvah, that's Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda. And the Braisa about the Gemi, that was Rabbi Yaisi bar ben Chalafta, who holds that tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Haraya Keri B'Yom Kippurim. The halacha is that if a person sees Keri Yom Kippur, this is not halacha lamaisa. Lamaisa we pass in that he does not go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. But in the times of Chazal, so Yairid V'Toivel, so he goes to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. So that's the halacha. A person who sees Keri Yom Kippur, he goes even on Yom Kippur. And so the way the Pashup Shad, what the Braisa seems to be saying, is that then that night, meaning Matzei Yom Kippur, he goes and he gets rid of any chatzitza that he might have on his body, which is a pelo, Uvila Erev, that's what he should do the following night, a Matzei Yom Kippur, Maida Hava, he already went to the mikvah. What use is there in getting rid of any chatzitza after the fact? Says the Gemara, Ela Ema Mi Be'erev Yishav Shef, that going into Yom Kippur, a person should make sure that he doesn't have any chatzitza on his body, because this way, when Yom Kippur comes, in case he ends up seeing, he becomes a Baal Keri, so therefore he'll be able to go to the mikvah. So to allow himself the possibility of going to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, he should make sure already Erev Yom Kippur that he doesn't have any chatzitza. But again, Lamaisa, that's not the halacha. Lamaisa, no one goes to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Tani Tana Kameder of Nachman, Haraya Keri B'Yom HaKippurim, Avnais of Mechulin Lai. If a person sees Keri on Yom Kippur, so it's a simen that his Averis are all erased. V'Tanya Avnais of Sidurin, we have a Braisa which says that his Averis are laid out in front of him, mashma that they're going to be used against him, that it's going to be that which he saw Keri on Yom Kippur, that's a bad simen. Says the Gemara, no, my sidurin li machel. They are laid out in front of him, but not to be used against him. They're laid out in front of him in order to just delete all of them, to erase all of them. That's why they're laid out in front of him. But really, Haraya Keri Yom Kippur is a simin toiv, as the Gemara is going to explain shortly. Says the Gemara, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmo, Haraya Keri Yom HaKippurim, Yidag Kol HaShana Kula. A person who sees Keri Yom Kippur, he should be worried the whole year, all year round, that Kilu, his tshuva wasn't accepted. He tried preparing himself in a way that he wouldn't see carry, and he saw carry, it's like Hashem throwing a pitcher of water back at his face, and it's a bad simon. Vim also leishana, however, if he survives the year, even after seeing carry and Yom Kippur, so then muftach leishahu ben olam haba. So then he should know about himself that he's a ben olam haba. Amrav Nachum bar Yitzchak teida, and I'll explain it to you. The reason is, shakola olam kulei raiv v'hu saveya. Because everyone else on Yom Kippur that year, they were, so to speak, starving, meaning that they were withholding, they were holding back themselves from Tashmish Shemitah, and while this person, because he became a Balkari, so he was, so to speak, satiated, and so you would, and so that's what Hashem allowed it to happen, that he was satiated. So from the fact that Hashem allowed him to be satiated and not have to feel such inoy, and he survived the year, it must be that he's a Ben Olam Haba, and that's why Hashem wanted him to feel good. The person who sees Karen Yom Kippur, so he'll be zeicha tarichas yamim and sagi umaske to have many, many children. That's really to simen toiv. Hajin alach yom kippurim usalikala misachas yuma.